Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
We are here to discuss what's sex got to do with it.
Got to do with it.
Yeah, maybe not the most elegant title.
What's sex but a handy and a blowjob?
Oh, well, it's more than that, but that's part of it.
Yeah.
That has something to do with it.
I was like thinking like secondhand.
Yeah,
isn't it secondhand emotion?
When I was a little kid, I thought it was secondhand in motion.
It's like, emotion.
It is, yes.
Thinking.
So this originally debuted June 17th, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
This is written by Nicole Avril. This is the last episode that she will write. She will remain on as an executive story editor for a few more episodes. And directed by Alan Coulter, and this is his last one also.
Bye, guys.
I know. He's going to go on. I probably mentioned that he did this when we first introduced him as a director, because we introduced him as a director. He will go on to direct the pilot of Damages,
right,
amongst many others, but it's an incredibly well-directed pilot, so he's good.
Glenn Close.
Yeah.
Do you know in my brain right now, I went, Meryl Streep? Nope. Meryl Streep? Nope. Glenn Close.
Oh, you did one person twice and then got... That's pretty fast for you, actually.
Thank you.
So we have our DVD recap. What comes first? The chicken or the sex? Okay. When the sexual sparks fly, Carrie wonders whether great sex actually means anything. Meanwhile, Samantha begins to date someone she really likes. Charlotte decides to explore some old territory, and Miranda makes a conscious decision not to have sex.
Hold, please.
We are holding...
Chickens don't have to have sex to have eggs.
That's an important thing for us to know.
Well, I was like, what came first, the chicken or the sex?
Neither. Because
it doesn't matter. Yeah. I thought that, but they...
I've actually never been sure.
Yeah, they can lay eggs regardless.
Right, and then the male fertilizes the egg outside?
No. They do have sex, but the egg will be fertilized.
Ah.
Hold on, let me... This is what comes up the first thing if you Google, do chickens have sex to lay eggs? Which I didn't Google. I just wrote, do chickens, and that was a Google prompt.
Sure, sure.
When hens lay eggs, they are either fertilized or not. If there is no rooster around, then you will always have unfertile eggs to eat. If you have a rooster running around having sex with your chicken, then your hen may lay fertilized eggs, which will hatch baby chicks in about 22 days average.
Oh, that's pretty fast.
And I'm also learning that chicken, this is another thing, and it's kind of like sad. It says right here that chicken sex is not consensual. Yeah, chicken sex isn't consensual, and if you have too many roosters and too few hens, one rooster can take care of 10 to 12 hens, your hens will start to show the wear. What is this?
Chickens have a violent life.
This is outrageous.
So we begin with New York City.
No matter how well you think you know it, there's always somewhere or someone new to discover.
Always
this is really
new.
True.
This is true, yes.
Yeah, I've lived in New York for over 18 years now, and there are times that I'll think, I've never been on this street before.
Yeah.
And I guess that's probably true in a lot of places, but, you know, even just like Manhattan itself, I'll look at an area and think, I've never been there before.
Right.
So... We find out, so they're on their second date.
At Ray King's.
Yeah, he lives in Queens.
Ray King in Queens.
Yeah.
His name is Ray King, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So King in Queens.
First of all, they talk about how they had time to, so they're at Ray's house in Queens, and he's prepping a meal, and they don't look like they've been out all night.
But they've been out.
They've been to three jazz clubs. Which were probably in Manhattan, and now they're back in Queens with time to prep. They didn't have time for all that. There's a lot of time issues here that we'll get to, but that was one that they did not have.
He's very into jazz.
He's very into jazz, and one thing I realized after you reminded me that he was Harold Hill, when they cast this episode... I would be shocked if they didn't say to him, can you be Harold Hill? Imagine Harold Hill in 2001. Because Music Man had closed in 2000. And there are... Yes, I Googled this. Or he ended his...
Yes, okay. Because I saw it... Well, I guess I saw it in 2000.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it closed in 2000. Because I Googled this to make sure. But he is Harold Hill. There's so many times when she's talking about jazz. And he's like... Ah, but have you heard of this? And he's like, hands are a trombone. Like, it's just very, It's all very Harold Hill.
Got it.
I consider the hours I spent with the pool in my hand. I consider the hours I spent with the cue in my hand are golden.
I did not see him in the production.
Look
I saw.
Oh, what played through December 30th, 2001. Sorry.
Yeah, because I saw Eric McCormick in it.
Yeah, Will.
Yes. So, yeah. So, Carrie does not like jazz.
Carrie doesn't like the jazz.
Why would you say something like that?
Now, here's what... I guess I'll say it here. We'll say it right up front. Jazz is very divisive. People either really love jazz or they don't like jazz.
Right.
And I think that for those that don't like jazz, people that talk about jazz is kind of aggravating. Now, That jazz is what I did in college. Literally for, like, the 3.5 years that I was in college, I did vocal jazz.
Jazz dance?
No. Singing and like learning improv and like once upon a time if you played a standard I could say oh that's such and such performed by so and so and all that kind of stuff which I cannot do anymore but because I spent so much time in like the jazz world I'm not really into it anymore but when I hear it it is like reminiscent to me I'm not sure if that makes any sense but anyway, so I kind of see both sides of it. So there's a part of me that still loves it very much, and a part of me that's like, yeah, it can be a bit much.
I mean, I feel like I liked it until this episode, because now I'm just annoyed with it. I also did some jazz vocal work, Mike. Please, it's not all about you. I sang with my high school's jazz band.
All right.
Kudos nice. Me.
Kudos you.
Yeah, and he says, like, oh, I wish I had my bass, but behind him there's, like, 43 instruments hanging from...
So he has, like, a pot rack of instruments.
Yeah, he could have grabbed one of those.
And he owns a lot of them, and he's learned a few notes on them, but he gets bored. I mean, now that you've seen the whole episode, you know where this is leading. But, like, we have been leading, like, bread trails to, like, hints about his personality.
Right.
From him, like, maybe talking to himself at the bar and all of this stuff. Anyways. So, anyways, he ends up playing her.
Weird.
We have four ladies at drinks. She's really into the sparkling cocktail.
Yeah, I said she's still drinking Bellinis. But also what I found interesting about this is she's just wearing a black t-shirt with, like, a very minimalist makeup look.
Okay. Just keeping it simple.
Yeah.
And we find out that she has had the most intense orgasm of her life.
Yeah. And she doesn't know too much about him because they've only been on 2 dates. And I love that Charlotte's like...
And yet you had sex with him.
Charlotte's just a little judgy. Yeah, she's a little shady right there. And she says that, you know, she usually has to be in love with someone to enjoy sex that much.
You might want to see someone about that.
And maybe raise the one.
Your clitoris seems to think so.
We also learn that Miranda's on strike.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Miranda and I have the exact opposite situation, that hers just started with, like, not really thinking about it and then turned into a strike. Mine started out as a strike, and now I'm like, oh, I think I've gone too far.
I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up.
So Samantha's dating someone that she really likes.
Yeah.
And it's Maria.
Maria. And then she goes, yes, ladies, I'm a lesbian. She's not a lesbian.
She's not a lesbian. And that's, it's sort of a... Yeah.
And then
same
Carrie,
thing that I said to Anne Heche, you know. Just say you're dating a woman. Don't say you're a lesbian. I said it to her face.
Oh, okay. Well, and then Carrie goes, wait a second. And you think she's going to say a lesbian? And she goes, in a relationship?
Yeah, that's what so I wrote, like, she's a quote-unquote lesbian, and that's not what's shocking in the situation. And then Maria arrives.
Hi! So nice to meet you.
Really good to see you. I see you told them.
There's not much that happens.
Yeah,
here.
Like where, and so she did. Samantha have a time constraint of like when she had to get this news out.
I think
she's
so.
Like, all right, Maria will be here in 10 minutes. You know I got to drop the ball.
You know what I like about Sex and the City that I feel like doesn't happen in real life as much. That you see someone for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, let's have a drink. And then we all have other things to do.
Right.
I feel like so often in real life, like if you see someone at 3 p.m., you're just stuck with them for the rest of the day.
I mean, I think it depends on who you're hanging out with.
I just think that this should be a thing. We're like, yeah, let's do this, and then I have another thing to do later.
You can always tell them you have another thing to do later.
I'm going to start doing that.
Everyone that's Mike's friend that's listening to this, he doesn't have anything to do later. I like that she says, you know Charlotte, when she's introducing Maria, and she's like, oh, yeah, sure. When it was Charlotte's gallery
Her reading of that is weird. I don't know. I think that she does a lot of weird things in this character. And I'm talking about Maria, and I'm talking about the actress. But yeah, her like, oh, yeah, I know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah bizarre.
This character's weird to me. yes. And then they cut to outside.
Yeah, we have a one-take walk and talk.
I spoke too soon about Carrie's downplayed outfit. She has added a patriotic beret and gloves from the 1800s.
Okay. Well, she can't. Yeah, she has a little flair.
Yeah, and they're talking about how Samantha can't just, you know, make these proclamations. And Miranda goes, "I'm a fire hydrant."
I did write it's a little dismissive.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to say you're a lesbian. It's another to say that you're a fire hydrant.
Yeah, like, now they're just making fun of
or
her.
Or, like, which, being a shoe.
Yeah, which just really makes me, like, come on, ladies. But yeah, this is, once again, 2018. That would not have worked.
It's the thing about it is that it's a funny conversation. I mean, I think it's actually a very funny conversation. It's just, once again, a bit dismissive. Charlotte just thinks that she's run out of men.
Charlotte says, "I introduced them."
Oh, yeah.
And Miranda, and then Carrie goes, "Poof, you're a pimp."
See, it's funny. It doesn't necessarily make any sense, but I think it's a very funny scene.
Yeah.
Not a politically correct scene by any stretch of the imagination, but very funny. I enjoy it. So we get to Trey and Charlotte facing the bed,
which has too many pillows. And they're not even...
I feel like it's a TV thing.
I know, but they... I understand having that many pillows on a bed if they're varied and decorative. But there's two decorative pillows and then six that are all the same thing.
We get a slow-mo fall into bed.
Mm-hmm. Why is he referring to his wiener as his John
Thomas? Yeah, we'll get there. I don't...
Do we?
We do. Yeah, because first of all... Well, first we have Miranda is trading habits.
Oh, yes.
So instead of sex, she's switching to John Stewart and Eclairs, which sounds great to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it worked for Trey and Charlotte. They were able to... But his schooner is now his John Thomas. I don't know.
Is John Thomas a thing?
I don't know.
Is it a type of boat?
Oh, I don't know.
John Thomas is a slang term for penis. It's been around since the 1870s, at least. And there's a story somewhere that there was a real John Thomas who was extremely well endowed. I've heard about, like, a Johnson.
Yeah, maybe that's where that... Maybe that's the same thing.
Yeah, so John Thomas. He refers to his penis as his John Thomas.
And he thought it was going to rock it right off.
But it didn't.
It didn't, because it's a penis.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready
to again?
Charlotte is back in this position of wanting something, but she can't just ask for
right.
it. Like, she wants him to initiate it, but he's not, so they just have sex again.
Right.
Carrie's at home getting ready. She's gained some weight. I'm just kidding. Her body is so insane. It's fine. Ray is arriving. Samantha calls at the same time. She's a little hurt, which I think she's allowed to be a little hurt. I mean, they were pretty dismissive.
There's a Birkenstock joke.
That's funny.
And then Carrie's over there talking about Schmagina.
Vagina, Schmagina.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. That's all I thought of was that Laverne and Shirley. Okay. Vagina, Schmagina.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
And he wants two things.
I want a bourbon, and I want to go down on you.
Yeah, and then she's on the phone while things are happening. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
But once again, as she's talking to...
Samantha,
thank you. I almost said Virginia. As she's talking to Samantha, she's a sex columnist. Be more open-minded. Like, what she should be saying is what Cosmopolitan was saying when we were, like, 16, which is... Having attraction towards women is normal. Experiment. Like, that kind of stuff. Instead, right. She's, like, weird. So Ray comes in with a bottle of bourbon because he wants to drink bourbon and go down on her.
Not necessarily in that order.
No, but he picks an order.
Yeah. And then we get to the next day, and we're talking about a relationship without sex versus sex without a relationship. And then we have the question.
What comes first, the chicken or the sex?
I think the chicken shouldn't come. And I don't mean that as a euphemism. I just don't know why. I don't know where the chicken got involved.
Yeah, I think they were trying to be like, what, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
But instead they...
We're mixing some stuff up.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
I don't know if it lands.
I mean, but... I think in this show, the sex usually comes first. I don't know why this is a question on this show. The show's called Sex in the City. It's none of these women have really been like, this is the guy, I'm going to wait for him.
Except for Charlotte.
With this guy, but not all men.
Right.
You know, so I'm saying, like, I don't understand. I guess Carrie's writing for other people.
Right. So Carrie tries to learn about Ray. She's asking questions. It doesn't really work.
Wait a minute. Wait. I asked you a question. Where did you go to school?
All over.
That's kind of what the entire next little scene is about. And then we cut to Casa de Lesbo. Once again, not terribly politically correct, but it's fine.
Once again, a lot of candles. There's always so many candles. And how do they... My biggest question, I guess this could have been my We Couldn't Help But Wonder, but I have another one.
Okay.
How do they light all these? You know, did Maria have these all lit before Samantha got there, but there's just a lot of candles.
They Lady and the Tramp, the Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like there was some conversation. I do feel like Strawberry goes from one person's mouth to the other. And we do have to remember these are actual people that are playing this scene. So I guess Kim and Sonia had a conversation ahead of time and were like, we're just going to go ahead and go for the Strawberry. It's not that big of a deal. And Samantha thinks that she's got this. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, we're finally in my territory. Which I'm kind of like, it's really not your territory.
No, it's not.
And it turns out it's not really working for Maria.
No.
She wants to connect.
I want you to look.
And I wanted to look at my buceta.
I thought she said at my placenta. And I was thinking, I'm not sure if that's possible. But yeah. She actually says pucenta.
Yeah.
Which is the Portuguese
yes.
word. It's Portuguese, right?
Yes, because they speak Portuguese in Brazil.
The Portuguese word for...
kitty.
Ew, I don't like when you say that.
Why? And then, it's a weird thing to have a reaction to.
And then they cut to the most vaginal cake they could find in that case.
Miranda's back at the dessert display.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to buy that cake for $74.50.
No, she's not. She's not going to buy that cake.
I want to take a moment to talk about the clerk
mm-hmm.
who's going to sell her the cake. His name is John Grady.
Okay.
He is also a ballet dancer.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, he was once a part of Blue Man Group.
I know that. I saw that.
And I mostly bring it up because you can kind of tell. Doesn't he just look like someone who would be in Blue Man Group?
No.
I mean, I think he does. I think behind that, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. I can see Blue Man Group in you.
I didn't know there was a specific look.
So she goes,
it's usually blue.
Yeah, well, you know. So she goes Duncan Hines instead.
Mm-hmm. I just put I Am Miranda in this sequence.
Yeah. Is it Duncan Hines, I think, does a gluten-free option? And I often think about, like, it'd be fun just to bake a cake and eat the whole thing.
The Funfetti ones are gluten-free, which I think is Betty Crocker.
Oh, that might be true. It might be Betty Crocker.
Duncan Hines, though, when it comes to Funfetti, and I might get some hate mail for this. So Funfetti is Betty Crocker.
Hate actual mail.
Yeah. Funfetti is Betty Crocker, and the Funfetti icing is just icing with sprinkles on top. Where the good stuff is the Duncan Hines rainbow chip frosting, which has like those white chocolate rainbow chips in there.
Interesting.
And Duncan Hines rainbow chip cake. It's a better experience.
Wow. We made a cake just the other night. And by we, I mean, I watched people make a cake and then I couldn't eat it. But I did have some of the frosting and it was purple and it was delicious. And I don't know what brand it was.
Well, if it was purple and it was like a Funfetti frosting, it was probably Betty Crocker because they do all the flavors, too.
It was very good. We have an interesting sex and cake montage.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of go back and forth between...
That's when I thought, I'm just Miranda in this whole sequence.
The three couples having sex.
And Miranda just going back
Miranda
to that cake.
And Miranda just going back to that cake.
Which we need to talk about that cake, too.
Oh, that's funny, because that was not what I was going to say we need to talk about. But we can talk about the cake.
So Miranda has baked this cake.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably in a cake pan.
Right, because then it's just on
and
like
now
tin
she
foil.
Has this full 9x13 sized cake on a tin foil, like on tin foil out of the pan. So either she couldn't have baked the cake on the tin foil because
no,
you can't
it would
have,
do like,
that.
Fallen.
Yeah. So why would she have taken it out of the pan to just wrap it? It was just weird.
Maybe she took it out. Maybe she had a piece of the cake. And then thought, I'm going to wrap the rest in tinfoil to stop eating it. And then it was on the tinfoil. And she was like, before I wrap it, I'm going to have another piece.
Right. But why didn't she just leave it in the pan and put tinfoil over the pan?
Because I think that maybe it would take up less space in your fridge if it's out of the pan and you've
eaten
some
of it.
But
it's weird. Then you have like this like wiggling floppy cake.
You're a wiggling floppy cake.
That's the best thing you've ever said to me.
So I was going to say we should talk about the feet reveal.
That was weird. We need to talk about how Charlotte's on the mallard.
Yeah, she's on the mallard. Carrie, we won't get too into it, but like apparently is being smothered underneath Ray. I don't know. It's a weird angle.
I think they're doing a 69. No, because you see.
So, but you want her to be on top in that situation, I feel like.
I don't
like.
Know what's happening there.
Or it could just be funny.
Or it could be Cirque du Soleil.
So we have three ladies at brunch. Carrie's a little frantic from her coffee. She's going to come back with the coffee, Carrie. Calm down.
Yeah, and the pepper's low. It's not the salt. It's the pepper.
It's the pepper. I think it's a visual thing. I'm gonna say it. I think that something about filmmaking, they're like, oh, we can't, the pepper's in the way. I don't know. It seems weird, but...
Why are Carrie and Miranda dressed for the 4th of July?
I did not notice.
Yeah, Carrie is in a red, white, and blue satin top, and then Miranda has a blue and white star print turtleneck.
Well, Charlotte is very upset.
She hates vaginas.
She does. Also, if this was on June 17th, maybe they're gearing up for the 4th of July. Yeah, and like that she's just doing this to bug us, mm-hmm. which is not true, but like is a funny thing for Charlotte to say about Samantha. I'm like, right. she's literally just being a lesbian to irritate me. and then, yeah, the reveal that they haven't had sex yet, which makes Charlotte feel like, well, maybe this is a thing. And then Samantha arrives, and one of the very first things that she says clues them in that, yeah, they've had sex now.
Did you know that when a vagina gets engorged, it expands to the size of a fist? It's like a fabulous cave.
I guess they've had sex.
Apparently so.
And then she does a full puppet show.
Yeah, Maria has 10 dicks. And then Miranda saying to Charlotte, for the record, you started this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some interesting hand gestures. There's a lot of, you can't see what I'm doing, but that's, and yeah. And size isn't the only thing, and what's happening to you. It's pretty funny. It's a good scene. And then it's about two people making love.
And she talks about the pusenta.
She talks about the bruschetta.
The placenta.
The pancetta.
The magenta.
So then we cut to Ray's upper back hair.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that?
No, I noticed the medieval doors to his apartment that I feel like I always see in movies, but I've never seen in real life.
Yeah, Ray has the sprinkling of her back hair, which I sort of appreciate because I feel like any other actor or any other scene, they would have like waxed that or something. And I feel like someone in this situation was like, it's just he just has some upper back hair. That's not weird. And they just sort of keep it. Anyway, I noticed. Carrie got her first jazz CD.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to talk. He's on a rant.
Used to work on the boardwalk. There was this skeet shooting place I used to go to with my buddies.
On the Jersey Shore?
Upstate New York College.
I know. This is when I wrote, Ray is Harold Hill.
Do we think that Harold Hill had adult attention deficit disorder?
Yes! Okay. Have you watched The Music Man?
It's been a very long time.
Oh my gosh. My children's children's going to have trouble. trouble. And then he goes in with that whole... Yeah.
Wow. Elise Castle just diagnosed Harold Hill with ADD.
Now, Carrie is not a Marion Peru. Let's get that straight.
No. So she'll have to end it eventually.
Samantha might be Eulalie McKechnie Shin. One Grecian. And then you have like the pick a little ladies, which right. are
the rest of the friends.
This is going to work.
Trey and Charlotte in bed. He wants her to measure it. I'm also just like, you can do that on your own, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote, he wants her to measure it. Ugh. I wrote ugh twice in this scene. She goes to take a shower. Please rinse your hair.
Yes.
Like, it
yes,
is so
yes,
irritating
yes.
to
in
me.
In the shower, she is covered in soap. And then when she comes out of the shower, because she comes out of the shower without rinsing the soap out.
It's so gross.
But when she's getting dressed in front of Trey, she doesn't have the soap in her hair
but
anymore.
She is soaking wet.
Right.
Something about putting on clothes when you're wet, like, is so gross to me. I wrote ugh again.
Yeah.
Yeah, dry yourself off.
She is going home to her apartment.
Where she has Elise.
Not me, though. That's what I wrote. She has going home to her apartment where she has a Elise, not me.
Elise.
What if I was just waiting there? Like, it cut to me just, like, laying on the bed.
Oh, I really like that.
Asking her to measure my John Thomas.
She's tired of the penis.
I hope that you and your penis have a very lovely night.
So Miranda is back to the cake.
And I paused it and wrote down everything in her fridge.
Okay.
She has two bottles of Diet Pepsi, some V8, Aquafina, Parmalat, OJ, Wishbone Italian dressing, and spray butter.
I remember spray butter?
Yeah, I lived. What I used to do in college was take a sweet potato, microwave it, cover it in spray butter, Splenda, and cinnamon.
Wow.
Yeah, I lived for spray butter because it was like, how many calories can I not consume?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I used to like spray butter on my popcorn.
Now it's just chemicals.
Yeah.
True. I mean, it was also still chemicals then.
So she throws the cake out.
In the trash can with no bag.
And then she eats some.
Out of the trash can. Done that before.
Yeah, I was like, that is not a weird move.
Yeah.
Your good friend Miranda Hobbs
has just taken a piece of cake out of the garbage and eaten it. You'll probably need this information when you check me into the Betty Crocker Clinic.
I do feel like if they're going to reference the Betty Crocker Clinic, she should have been eating from Betty Crocker.
That's what I thought, too. It was Duncan Hines.
And then she douses it with dish soap.
Which I've done before.
Yeah, I've done that once. Yeah, I've definitely done that. I've even done that at a restaurant, I think, where, like, I'm full, but I want to keep eating, so I'll just, like, pour some kind of sauce on it.
Yes. And also, do you think the Betty Crocker Clinic would take my insurance?
Let's find out.
Or I'll just go to Pepperidge Farm.
So now she needs a substitute for chocolate, and the strike is over. So I guess what I didn't realize is that the strike involved even sex with herself.
Okay.
Which, yeah, I don't know if that, yeah, anyway. So, okay. I just wrote Samantha gets a facial.
Samantha caused the very elusive female ejaculation.
And Maria's very proud. Like, the look on Maria's face after this happens is, I don't know. I feel like you'd be like, oh, that happened. I don't know.
Do you do that, Mike? Well, you don't. We've already been through that. But I mean, when men do that, do they say, oh, I'm sorry that happened?
But you know it's going to happen with a guy.
Well, I'm just saying maybe Maria's proud because Samantha actually made that happen.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, and Samantha's happy too.
No Double one's, standards no one's upset. With Mike Jensen.
It's my next podcast. Ray gets up to get a glass of water and gets distracted by a banjo.
I got the feeling Ray had stopped playing me and moved on to another instrument.
He's awfully cute, though. But it's over. Trey comes to Charlotte's.
You left something at the apartment.
And the bottom line is that he's asking her to move back in.
Remarry him.
Yeah, and I sort of feel like she gets the proposal that she wanted in the first place.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, because he comes back and he's like, you forgot something, and it's her wedding ring.
It's her wedding ring.
The music playing in the background is Calliope House / Cowboy
yeah,
Jig.
I do like that we get the little, yeah, we get the jig in the background. And then Carrie walking by the Queensboro Bridge.
This is what I had the issue with, and I want to talk to you about it right now.
Okay.
She says she walked home. I Google mapped that shit. Because I've done the walk from Queens to New York, and because I, like, during, when the subways were shut down during the hurricanes, I walked. It took me 2 hours. Now, let's say Ray lived at, like, the foot of the Queensboro Bridge.
Which he did.
Okay.
Because you could see it through the window when they were in his apartment.
Fine. Let's say he lived right there. It would still have been to Carrie's apartment on 73rd Street. A 58-minute walk that she is doing in those heels at, like, a sassy, sauntering pace. Take a cab, Carrie. For a woman who won't even get on a subway, like, there's no way she walked. And that's not an easy walk, either. Like, you're walking past cars and bikers. Like, it's just not something she would have done and been content enough at that moment when she still has about 25 more minutes left to just, like, listen to a saxophone player.
So I think that what we're seeing her walk, I think she's in Queens still.
No, she's over the bridge.
Are you sure?
Yes, because the Queensboro Bridge is behind her.
Yeah, but it could be behind her. And, like, if Ray lives next to the bridge, she might have just left his place. And is walking from his place in Queens.
Oh, see, I thought she was walking
get on
into
the bridge.
City.
See, I think she's walking from his place. So I think she says that she's going to walk home and she's going to get partway over that bridge and she's going to get a cab.
Either way, take those heels off.
And she's hoping for a melody she can sing to. So, there you go. The one relationship was only 2 episodes.
Yeah.
But Maria's still in it.
Maria's still there.
So, we'll see what happens with that. And with Miranda's strike and Charlotte and Trey moving in together again next week. But we won't be back for 3 weeks. So, whatever you are choosing to do for your holidays, whatever you observe, we hope you have a good time.
You always throw these surprises on me. Yes, yes. Happy holidays to everyone.
And Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to all of you.
I say Happy New Year's, I think. Is that wrong?
Well, I think you would say, like, Happy New Year's because it's like you're cutting off the eve or the day.
Okay.
I just say have a Happy New Year.
Have a Happy New Year, and we'll be back.
Because my year isn't, like, possessive, okay. Unlike yours.
My year needs a lot.
I couldn't help but wonder what the hell just fell off Mike's bookshelf. No, I couldn't help but wonder why Magda doesn't just get her a 9x13 pan.
I couldn't help but wonder.
You just want to say but wonder. No?
If Carrie really walked all the way home.
She didn't.
She definitely didn't. All right. We'll be back in the new year. Goodbye.
Bye.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. As mentioned, we'll be off for 2 weeks, but back January 6th with Ghost Town. A lot of Googling in this episode.
Well, we don't want to sound like idiots, Mike. I've already done enough of that myself. I don't know. And then her boyfriend comes in with, or her boyfriend, not even. Max comes in. Max?
Ray.
Ray.
No one will ever know. Why? No.